Chapter 3. Affection. Three times Cody being a dragon meant displays of affection. One. It was a quiet day on the Negotiator. They were in hyperspace on their way back to Coruscant. For once, they were relatively on top of paperwork, and they had no pressing meetings. It meant Cody felt comfortable indulging a bit. He had struggled at first, with openly being in his dragon form anywhere but the battlefield. But then he realized that his men were looking to him for how they should act and when they could relax. In theory, that was okay. Until he realized that because he never shifted during downtime on the ship, his men didn't either, no matter how much they enjoyed spending time in dragon form. Cody made himself start shifting where his men would see him. Sometimes he found somewhere to perch in the gym to watch over the men sparring. Sometimes he rode around on Obi-Wan's shoulder. That had taken a lot of time for him to be comfortable doing, but it seemed to be the thing that made the men relax and become comfortable with the idea of shifting for relaxation the most. So he did it. And after a while, he found he rather enjoyed it too. It provided a unique perspective, and Obi-Wan enjoyed having Cody with him like that. It worked out for all of them. He tracked Obi-Wan down just outside the bridge as he was exiting after a comm call with the Council. Once he found his Jedi, he shifted into his smallest dragon form and then jumped into the man's arms. Obi-Wan wasn't entirely prepared for that, so he attempted a stern look. "A warning would be nice, Commander," he pretended to scold. Cody just put on his most innocent look, which was hard to do in this form, before looking up expectantly. With a laugh, Obi-Wan lifted the small dragon up towards his shoulders. The dragon hopped onto the offered spot and then curled around the other man's neck. "Comfortable?" the Jedi asked with a smile when he was sure Cody was settled. He took the nuzzling of his neck as a yes. "I was about to go make some tea. Would you care for some calf?" Obi-Wan felt the nod from the dragon, so he headed for his quarters and his tea stash. They were greeted by a few people along the way. Cody was pleased to see that Wooly was perched on Longshot's shoulder, looking totally relaxed. He wanted his men to feel comfortable, embracing both parts of their nature. It was convenient that they all had different markings since it made them easy to tell apart in this form. Most clones opted to paint their armor in the same pattern as their dragon form, though each company had its own color that rarely reflected the dragon's own. Cody stayed snuggled around Obi-Wan's neck, even as the man made their tea and a calf. He used the small bowl that Cody didn't mind drinking out of when he was in this form. He hopped down onto Obi-Wan's desk and waited for his drink to cool a little. "I was just going to meditate after my tea. Do you want to stay while I do?" the Jedi asked. The dragon tilted his head to the side, considering. He decided that some quiet time sounded good. He nodded. Obi-Wan reached over and ran a hand from the top of Cody's head down to his tail. Cody rumbled in pleasure at the touch. They finished their drinks in companionable silence. Obi-Wan settled into his meditation pose with the unusual addition of a contented, sleepy dragon curled around his neck. They fought in back-to-back campaigns. Obi-Wan had gotten some rest immediately following the second battle, purely because he had been sedated by the medics following an injury. He knew his beloved commander had not had such a luxury. He could feel the other man's exhaustion in the Force. "You need to rest too, my darling Cody," Obi-Wan scolded fondly as they sat in his office doing paperwork. Really, while he usually enjoyed working on such boring but necessary tasks together, he could handle it alone this time if it let Cody get some much-needed rest. "I'll be fine for a while yet," the other assured stubbornly. Cody knew his limit, and he would heed them. He wasn't there yet. He was fine. Or, you could rest now and let me work on this, the Jedi countered. I dare say I am qualified to verify and approve forms. Cody knew when he was dealing with Obi-Wan and when it was the general. This was the general, ready to turn on negotiator mode. It was better to concede than argue about something like this. Fine, but I'm staying here, he informed the other man firmly. Obi-Wan smiled softly. He looked so beautiful like that, his face softened and happy. Cody wished his beloved could look like that more often. His Jedi had such a kind heart. He didn't deserve all the sadness and loss he had suffered. He forced himself to refocus on the now, rather than letting his mind wander. I think we'll both find that an acceptable compromise, Obi-Wan said, still smiling. Cody shifted into one of his smallest dragon forms. He hopped over the desk and onto Obi-Wan's lap. He curled up in a ball, with one wing draped over Obi-Wan's knees. He had to admit, this had become one of his favorite positions to be in if he didn't need to be doing anything important. It was easy to show affection in this small form and to accept it in return. He could snuggle close and let Obi-Wan pet and cuddle him like this. It felt good. It was nice to let himself be taken care of for a little while. Obi-Wan stroked from the top of the little dragon's head down to his tail. He could practically feel the dragon melting under his touch, so he kept it up until he heard the soft sounds indicating that Cody was asleep. Then he picked up a data pad and set to work. Every so often, he would reach down and gently stroke the sleeping dragon's back. It was calming for him, too. When he had cleared enough of the backlog that he didn't feel guilty taking a break, he gently scooped the still sleeping dragon into his arms. Cody stirred, but Obi-Wan soothed him back to sleep as he walked towards his quarters. Cody made a disgruntled sound as he was gently laid on the bed. The Jedi chuckled softly. Shh, sweetheart. It's all right, he soothed. As soon as he had his boots off, he pulled the barely awake dragon into his arms once more. He settled onto his bunk and let Cody sprawl across his chest, with the little dragon's head right over his heart. They slept. Three. The clones were very selective about allowing people to ride on their back. There were pictures floating around the holonet of clones giving rides to children to cheer them up after the Gar protected or liberated their world from the Separatists. Padawan commanders were rarely refused. But adults? They'd allow it in an emergency. Or if they loved them. Obi-Wan had been given the honor on a few occasions. This was the first time it was for purposes of relaxation instead of battle. They had 4 days of downtime on a beautiful but uninhabited forest moon. Only half of the 212th could be off at once, since there was no good place on the moon to land the Negotiator or the other large ships. Waxer and Boyle had gotten most of Ghost to assist them in badgering their general and commander into taking the full 4 days, even though the rest of them only got 2 days.
Neither of you took any time off the last leave.
This sector hasn't seen Separatist activity in months. We're as safe as we could be. You deserve to relax.
The men want you to take care of yourselves.
On and on it went until they caved and agreed to take the full 4 days. Cody declared that if they were taking the full leave, they were taking it a distance away from everyone else. Obi-Wan thought it sounded good, but didn't want to make one of the ships detour just for them.
We won't. We'll go down with the men. Then I'll fly us somewhere more secluded, Cody had said, as if it was the most obvious thing in the galaxy. Obi-Wan was glad that they were alone in his quarters discussing this. It meant he didn't have to resist the strong urge to kiss Cody for that.
I take it you agree? Cody asked smugly when they parted.
I think it sounds wonderful.
The general and commander oversaw the preparations and traveled down to the moon with the first group of their men to see them safely settled into the start of their leave. Once they were certain everything was well in hand, Obi-Wan and Cody gathered their own bags and prepared to leave. Cody shifted into a form large enough to carry Obi-Wan and their supplies.
"Are you certain about this, dearest? I don't want to treat you like a pack animal," Obi-Wan had fretted.
Cody had kissed his temple and said, "For the chance at 4 uninterrupted days alone, totally worth it." Obi-Wan had opted not to argue further. Now, Cody was shifted, and he carefully settled their supplies into the harness that had been created for the occasion. One last check-in with Waxer, and they departed. They had chosen a nice clearing about an hour's flight away. It was far enough for them to be alone, but close enough that a gunship could reach them quickly if something came up. It didn't take them long to pitch their tent and settle their gear after they arrived. They ate ration bars for mid-meal, but Cody was already planning on hunting for additions to their other meals. It was a side of his dragon nature he rarely got to indulge in. There were no large predators on the moon, but plenty of smaller creatures that would be good for eating. After they were done with their rations, Obi-Wan listed off a few options for the rest of the day.
"So, what do we do first? A nice leisurely stroll through the woods? A dip in the lake nearby? A nap?"
"The lake sounds refreshing after the flight," Cody said after a moment's thought. They held hands and talked about ideas for the next few days as they walked the short distance to the small lake. They swam and played in the water for a time before deciding they were tired. Cody shifted into one of his smaller forms and sprawled out on a rock to enjoy a nice nap in the sunshine. Obi-Wan settled next to him, and Cody moved a wing over him.
"Ah, thinking ahead, my dear," Obi-Wan said with a laugh.
He always did burn if in the sun too long without proper protection. A dragon's wing would keep the worst sun off of him while they nap. They woke up late afternoon. Cody shifted back to human form for their return to camp. "I'm going to see what I can scare up for late meal," Cody said as he surveyed the woods around him.
"I eagerly await what you find," Obi-Wan said.
Rations did get boring very quickly.
"I need you well fed for my plans for tonight," Cody said with a roguish smile.
Obi-Wan couldn't suppress the shiver of expectation. The dark-haired man noticed. The redhead's complexion hid nothing. He flushed so easily. Cody pulled Obi-Wan into his arms and asked,
"Shall I tell you what I have in mind? Or would you rather it be a surprise?"
"I trust you. Surprise me," his Jedi said after a brief pause. Cody grinned once more.
"It's a good thing we visited the lake today. You won't have the energy to leave the tent tomorrow," he murmured huskily.
Obi-Wan groaned and pressed closer. Cody chuckled before pressing a kiss to the other man's forehead and pulling away.
"And now I'll let that beautiful mind of yours imagine all sorts of scenarios while I go find late meal," he said impishly.
The redhead sighed dramatically. The dark-haired man just laughed before shifting forms and flying off to hunt.